Water. Residents of Sensi Ward in Kitutu Chake North constituency have a reason to smile after the Kisii woman representative Doris Aburi sunk a borehole to increase access to clean water in the area. Speaking when launching the borehole, Aburi said supply of adequate water among over 6,000 households in the community would boost agricultural productivity and promote food security. Despite Kisii receiving adequate rainfall every year, our women continue to travel for long distances in search of water from the rivers and streams because of lack of knowledge on water harvesting and storage techniques, she noted. The woman rep reiterated that she would not relent in her campaign to sensitize the residents on the importance of water storage and ensure they benefit from the national water harvesting and storage programs. Aburi noted that all the boreholes done by her office were solar-powered, as a sustainable way of ensuring the essential commodity is available to the residents at all times. She also underscored the need for elected leaders to continuously take part in public participation exercises in order to align the development projects with the needs identified by the residents in those forums. On the contentious Finance Bill 2024, the women rep urged the leaders to consider the public views of Kenyans and drop some of the proposed taxes that would increase the cost of living among the people. Kisii County Women Representative Doris Aburi, speaking to residents after presiding over the launch of a borehole in Sensi Ward in Kitutu Chake North constituency, Kisii County on Wednesday, June 20, 2024. "We are getting concerns from residents to review various clauses on the finance bill and we are saying that let those clauses be removed so that Kenyans can be comfortable," she concluded. Already, the chairman of the Parliamentary Finance Committee Kuria Kamani has announced the removal of proposed extra taxes on bread, eco-tax on targeted products such as sanitary towels, cooking oil, mobile money services and motor vehicles from the finance bill. Kitutu Chake North MP Japheth Nyakundi, who attended the event, lauded the county MP for fulfilling her campaign promise of providing safe and adequate water to the people. "We are also grateful for the sanitary towels that were provided to our school-going girls recently because it is an initiative that we are benefiting from for the very first time," said Nyakundi. Through the support of the National Government Affirmative Action Fund, NGAAF, the area received a total of 47,600 sanitary towels that were distributed to 5,950 girls in 66 public primary and junior secondary schools in the region to ensure they remained in school. Nyakundi rallied the residents to support the proposed finance bill, saying it would provide additional funding for government projects, particularly the National Government Constituencies Development Fund, NGCDF, and NGAAF kitties. Meanwhile, Aburi has so far launched the drilling of 7 solar-powered boreholes in several areas including Tabaka Ward in Gutcha South Sub-County, Daraja Mbili Secondary School in Kitutu Central Sub-County, Kiabegi Grounds in Nyamache Sub-County and Majina and Masimba Towns in Kenyenya and Masaba South Sub-Counties among others.